Quick turnaround here. How you doing? You guys ready for the Jets?
Are you?
Getting there. It's Friday, but it's Tuesday. Lost 3 days there somewhere, but yeah, it's good.
When you guys beat the Colts, I guess that was the message to your team right away was, hey, it's Wednesday night, just to kind of prepare them for the physical and mental challenges of the short week.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's about as quick as you can turn it around, so we got to – that one's behind us, and we're already right in the middle of the Jets preparations, and as we know, there's a lot to get ready for there, so we just got to put all our energy into this one and getting ready for a big division game on the road.
Your familiarity with them, having played them 3 weeks ago, help in any way, shape, or fashion?
Oh, well, I think it helps to some degree, but, you know, in a way, you can know too much, too. So, you know, we know a lot about them, a lot more than we could really practice or prepare for in a couple of days, vice versa, but that is what it is.
Do you have to leave stuff, or do you still try to cram it in that short period of time?
Well, no, we just review the situations, and, you know, these are the things we've seen them do. These are their... whatever it happens to be, their plays, their coverages, their blitzes. Talk about things that they like to do situationally, first down, second down, red area, you know, kickoff return, kickoff coverage, those kind of things, and just consolidate it and boil it down. Yeah, we don't have – if we were going to show 40 plays, maybe we show 10 or 15, you know, in that particular situation this week, and we just don't have time.
Bill, knowing that Tom was saying downstairs, Rex always puts in something different no matter what situation is, how difficult is it knowing he is always going to put something, a new wrinkle in, and how difficult on a short week is it to prepare for that?
You know, it's really no different than any other week, because once you get to the game and you get something that's a little bit different, it doesn't matter whether you've had 3 days or 2 days or 4 days or 2 weeks. You know, you're into the game and you've got to adjust to it on the fly. So, you know, but again, I mean, we're not going to reinvent the game here. And they'll give us a couple looks that are a little different than what they've shown. It'll be something that we've seen before, or something that we've seen them do somewhere along the line, and we'll make some kind of adjustment to it. You know, I mean, I can't imagine they'd be able to put in an entire new defense in a day and a half, but that's football. That's football. We go through just game plan adjustments there. We always see something every week, most every week, that we either haven't prepared for or it's different than what we've worked on. And we adjust to it. So that's just part of the game.
You always make adjustments to injuries, and with Gronk not being able to play. Still, how big of a loss is that to you guys?
Well, other people are going to have to contribute. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Did it change a few things as far as in your preparation for the Jets?
Yeah, well, again, we're not going to put in a whole new offense in a day and a half. I mean, that's maybe make some adjustments, but we've done what we've been doing for a while. We've had some success with it, so we'll find a way to continue to do the things that we know how to do. And if we have to make some adjustments, we'll make some, but we wouldn't try to change everything in a couple of days anyway.
As training camp went along and actually the offseason as well, about the strides Jermaine Cunningham had been making in the offseason, it seems as if it's translated pretty well into the regular season. Can you generally gauge a player as he moves through that period of time and say, I think he's really starting to get it? And generally, are you right in forecasting that?
I'd say every case is different. I'm not sure that there's a set answer on that. I think as long as you see a player making improvement, then that's a good sign. And if they continue to improve, then they can continue to go to a higher level. Sometimes that levels off after a little bit of improvement. Sometimes it levels off after a couple months. Sometimes it levels off after a year. Sometimes it really never completely levels off. You know, that player is always just, you know, marginally getting slightly better at things, little things, so forth. So it's hard to tell where things are going to stop, you know, where that crest is going to hit.
In a specific case, can you put your finger on any reason why he might have plateaued a little bit last year? Was some of it related to personnel and depth chart things and where he was relative to other guys?
Well, I don't think that really has a lot to do with I mean, I don't think any player can look at it that way. I mean, whatever opportunity you have as a person, you have as a person. You can't worry about what everybody else around you is or isn't doing. You make the best out of your opportunity, and you do the best that you can with the opportunity that you have. And somebody else is better than you, and they're ahead of you, then okay, they're ahead of you. But that doesn't keep you from doing what you can do. I think, you know, we see that all the time with positions like backup quarterback, where guys don't get to play, but they keep working, they keep improving, and then they do get a chance to play. And so that's, you know, it's like that at other positions too, where there's really no substitute sometimes, like on the offensive line or, you know, various positions. So I don't think that's part of it. I think we've talked about some of the circumstances that have gone into his situation, but you know, whatever they were, and whatever they are now, they are, and he's certainly making the most of a lot of opportunities, and whatever opportunities he has, he's earned. They haven't been given to him. He's earned them because through his work ethic, performance, and production. And so the harder you work, the more you produce, the more opportunities you get. That's pro sports. It's pro football.
Bill, I know it's been a relatively small sample, one game, but what Aqib Talib was able to do for you, was that representative of what you had hoped he might be able to do for the secondary coming in?
I think Aqib did some good things in the game. I think there's other things that he'll work on, and hopefully he can improve on. And I think as our group plays together, you know, this week and the next game and so forth, that hopefully our overall execution as a unit can improve. Obviously, we haven't had a chance to do that with him other than a couple days last week, so we'll see how that goes. So again, it's you know, it's a team sport, and whatever any individual can or can't do is still impacted to a great degree on the rest of the unit, the secondary, the pass rush, and coverage disguises and checks and so forth and so on. So you know, there's a lot of hopefully room for growth there and more consistency and better execution on all levels. When you add a new player in there, then hopefully that'll get better.
We're having a walkthrough today. How different is it in terms of this week in managing players, injuries, soreness, conditioning? How different is that, having just 2 or 3 days to do that?
Well, I think it's a little bit different, but it's not different relative to training camp. You know, training camp, we're out there pretty much every day. I mean, you know, you're at those practices. You know, there's contact. It's competitive. There's a lot of teamwork, a lot of live, you know, work on the goal line, tackling, things like that. So it's not game conditions, but it's pretty competitive. And then we come back out and do it the next day. And so, you know, I think that a player can players have been in those type of situations. They know how to adjust to it. There may be an individual bump or bruise or something that they got to deal with. But, again, that's not uncommon in training camp where guys are out there practicing, you know, a little less than 100% relative to, you know, something that they're getting treatment on. So, but, you know, it's a quick turnaround, no question about it. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of mental preparation. It's a lot of physical preparation. And, you know, it's a big division game on the road. So, you know, those are all challenges, but the same ones the other team has. So we'll see how it comes out.
Bill, earlier today we were talking to Rex, and he was asked about some of the criticism you may have drawn this week about leaving Gronk in at the extra point. He called it absolutely ridiculous. He seemed to kind of rise to defense, saying, you know, you don't play the game that way because, you know, you use your starters in certain positions and they stay there. What was your initial reaction here, learning that he's kind of rose to your defense here today?
I mean, I didn't hear it, so, you know, I'm just taking your word for it, but I don't, you know, I feel like I have a good relationship with Rex. I mean, obviously, we want to beat each other. We're in the same division, and that's just competitiveness, but, you know, I see Rex from time to time during the year, and like I said, we had his brother on the staff here for 4 years, so I've known his father for, I don't know, 30 years, whatever it is, I don't know, it's been a long time, so, yeah, I think that there's a lot of, look, he's the son of a coach. He's a football guy. He's been around it his whole life. I have too. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things we have in common. But you know, this week it's about, you know, two teams trying to compete against each other. So that's all it is.
Bill, what are some things that stand out to you when you see a player like Antonio Cromartie?
Well, he's, you know, kind of has rare height for the corner position. He's tall. He's got real long arms. He's a hard guy to throw over on the perimeter. He runs fast. He makes up ground. There's been a number of plays where receivers get behind him, but he's able to run them down, still get his hands on the ball, intercept it, or break it up, or whatever. He's a hard guy to throw over for the quarterbacks. And then a lot of times when they try to throw over him, they overthrow the receiver, you know, trying to get it up over him, but they get it over the receiver too. So hard guy to release off the line of scrimmage from. He's got real good hands and ball skills. As we've seen on some of his interception returns or when he's been used as a returner at other points in his career. So not only can he intercept it, but then, you know, he can run it back on you too. So he's a very athletic guy, long, tough guy to throw over. Anticipates well. He's had a couple big hits recently, you know, seeing the ball coming in, you know, whacking those receivers when they catch it. Had one last week on, I think it was Amendola, and had another one against Seattle. Seems like he's had one every, you know, every game or two here recently. So he's had some big hits too. Okay. All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.